And time for us to get into our pearl of wisdom for today. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl.
Good afternoon. I love that song.
It's a beautiful song.
It's so amazing. Right? The enemy can take some things, but he can't take my worship. He can't take my worship. Hey, we must cut the CD. Wait a CD, here we come. Travis. Hi, Connor. Travis.
We are coming.
We are the Travettes. Travettes. Oh, I love that song. That's going to be my new fave.
It's a beautiful song. Yeah. I enjoyed it as well. Definitely. How are you, Dr. Pearl?
I am good, sweetheart. I'm always good. Yeah, just giving God the glory. Our worship is still here.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we are back for another pearl of wisdom.
Amen, amen to that. Amen to that. So, today's pearl, in fact, we're going to do our usual series thing.
Yes.
But today we're going to kickstart off, and I wanted to discuss some financial stewardship principles, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's the beginning of the year. So, especially after December. December.
And my shonisas.
And my shonisas. You know, if you didn't apply my caution, then in Dabayako. But we know sometimes it's not just through bad spending. Yeah. It's because there's a whole lot. Mm. There's a lot in December.
Yeah.
And January, I remember when my children were still, thank God, my youngest is 27 now. So.
Sure.
But I remember January, get mad rush, and you fighting other moms, elbowing them at, you know, pick and pay for books. No,
exactly,
this is the
last
set of exercise books.
Yeah.
But there's so much to buy, and there's no school uniforms, there's a lot. There's school fees. There's a whole lot.
Yeah.
And policies to renew and all of that. So I just wanted to share on financial stewardship.
Mm.
And the second reason why I want to share on it also, we're just going to open up the topic today and then continue it. But the second reason why I wanted to share on it was because my daughter just purchased a new car.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, she purchased a new car, and it's a Suzuki Baleno.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing, though, before I tell you what's behind it, I must tell you, I want to send a shout out to Suzuki Menlyn people out there.
Ooh,
and a lot of them are born again Christians.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And Kurt, if you're there. Kurt, if you're listening, we're sending a shout out to you, Kurt Simpson.
Yeah.
That was my daughter's salesman. But, you know, we bought the car, and the way they celebrated her. I mean, it was praise and worship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was praise and worship. We got there, the car, the ribbons, and et cetera. But they had Kalita's favorite worship song, Praise the Lord. And they were all dancing and clapping and celebrating for her.
That's
so
nice.
A big shout out to you. Thank you for doing that to us. But anyway, the point of it was to say that she actually was able to purchase it without debt.
Sure.
Debt-free.
Wow.
And she applied the debt-free principles that I taught. I have a group called Generation to Generation Women,
yeah,
who we teach on Clubhouse every week, Wednesdays. So if you're a woman out there and you've got an hour on Wednesdays, DM me, inbox me on Facebook, and I'll send you the link of how you can join our teaching. So we did a series of teaching on financial stewardship, and that included, you know, debt management and how to kill debt. And that's what Kalita did. Literally, that was like 18, almost 2 years ago. Mm. And that's how she was able to purchase the car.
Sure. That is beautiful.
Yeah. And so I want to just share a little bit on financial principles today.
Yeah.
And the first thing I want to say, that you will never do well financially if you don't understand the source. So everything always starts with the source.
Yes.
Who's the source? And unfortunately, Z, the world has got us thinking that the source is my job.
Of course.
You know, that's why we'll be like, hey, if I can only get this job,
then everything.
You know? And that's why we think that when we're unemployed, because we don't have a job, that we can't get money. Mm-hmm. And yet there are other opportunities that yes. if you get to the source who is God,
hallelujah,
God can, he blesses the work of our hands.
Yes.
So we can actually start a business. You don't have to be employed to make it. So it's very important to understand that the source is God. Because then you can, you know, mistakenly identify your job as the source.
Yes.
Which means like when you have no job now.
Then what? Are you going to starve for the rest of your life?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And then also the other reason why it's important to know that the source is God is because sometimes we look to people.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be begging people, etc. And when you look to God, it's true that God uses people, but it's God who will source the right person.
Mm.
And the right person will come to give or donate or help you without any stress, without any relationship being broken. So sometimes we look to people and human beings and we substitute God.
Sure. And think they are the source.
We think they're the source. So that's key number one. And that's Deuteronomy 8:18.
Sure.
And it says, "And you shall remember the Lord God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth."
Yes.
And why does he do it? It says, "So that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers this day." So that's very, very important. It's God in 2 Corinthians 9:10-11. Mm. It says he's the one who does what? He supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food. Mm-hmm. And he multiplies the seed you have sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched to everything for all liberality. So yes, that's very, very important that we understand that God is our source. If we can't get our heads around that, then we're going to be looking in wrong places.
Yeah.
You know, that's why his name is Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
Because he's the provider. And yes, he provides through people sometimes, but don't make them your source of sustenance.
That's right.
Appreciate maybe whatever seed they may have given you, but knowing that ultimately comes from God.
And I think that's so important because also it's so easy for us to get out of the will of God while trying to be, because we're thinking we're submitting to whatever it is that we think is the source of our wealth, etc. Because obviously we need money to survive. But it's so important that we go back and realize these are not the things. Sometimes we do the wrong things.
Absolutely.
You know, trying to get wealth because we've forgotten who the source is.
In fact, that's how we get into debt. What you've just said.
Mm.
Many times we get into debt because we've forgotten that God is our source. Ooh. And because we've not identified and we're not focused on him being the source, we end up trying to take Tatamachan's shortcuts.
Yes.
Wabana like, Sarah, you know? Tatamachan's shortcut, because God had already told her, I'm going to give you a child.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't seeing God as her source, as the miracle way worker, way maker, you know, that is who I am. And she's like, no, I think I
can do better job. I'll
make Hagar. Yeah. You know, so that can be very like what you're saying.
Yeah.
When you don't identify him as the source, you can get out of God's will and you start doing shady things and you start doing that things. So it's important to identify him as a source, and identifying him as a source means waiting upon him to do what he can do.
Yeah.
So even when you're impatient, I mean, my daughter was the car, she needed a new car. And there were moments of stress and anxiety. And I was telling her, she would come home from worship. She is one of the leaders of worship in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And she would drive in the middle of the night back from Johannesburg.
Sure.
You know, around 10:30, 11 p.m. And I'd literally be praying in tongues till she gets home. The car make it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and all of those things. So it's not like she didn't need the new car.
Mm.
But she was able to wait upon God. And she knew that God would supply all her needs. So that is the most important principle that we need to wrap our heads around. Before we can talk any other financial management issues. In fact, today, in my Facebook page I wrote today, you know, in Nigeria, they're the people who they call scammers, 419ers. You heard of the 419ers?
Yes. Yeah.
So what people don't know is that there's a law in Nigeria, and I can't remember the section, but it refers to section 419 of their law.
Oh, somebody even said it was linked to scripture somehow. I'm just like, ah, no, which verse?
No, I linked it to scripture today.
Yeah.
This is what I said.
Yeah.
Because it comes from one of their laws which prohibits fraud. Certain types of fraud where you scam people. So they began to refer to that law, which is, you know, 419, yes. provision 419 something. Yes. And that's how these people started being called Kima 419ers. So today I posted.
Yeah.
And I said, can y'all pray for 419ers that they should know God and allow and know, not only know God, but know Philippians 419. Because Philippians 1, it says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory.
Not by scamming people.
Not by scamming, that's exactly what I wrote. I said, please pray for 419ers that they should get to know another 419. And this is Philippians 419.
Yes.
So they stop scamming and
That's not how people. God supplies
no,
your needs.
It's not the right 419. It's a wrong 419 because the enemy will always pervert the 419. Yeah. So he took Philippians 419.
Sure.
And now they're scamming people. Sure. So I said, no, please, let's pray for my 419.
The real 419.
This is the real 419.
Not
Philippians 419, my God shall supply all my needs. So not by theft.
Not take it by force.
Not by theft, not by fraud, not by, you know, cheating, scamming people.
Sure.
But by trusting God,
that's powerful,
to supply our needs. So that's critically important. So when you have that, you're not gonna you know, make those mistakes, because most of the mistakes that we make financially are as a result of not having faith in God.
Amen. Yeah.
Not trusting him
that's true.
To supply our needs. We'll look at recession and think that God doesn't know how to supply in recession.
Mm.
But the Bible says Isaac prospered during famine. He prospered. So if you know God as your source, you can prosper and he can move you to that place of Rehoboth, because that's where Isaac went. You know, he just wasn't digging in the right places. And then when he began to follow God's leading, and God said, you know, get out from where, move away from where your fathers were. He was digging traditionally where his fathers were digging, you know, Sitna, naming the wells the same names that his father named them. And then he said, move away from there. And when he moved away, that's where he moved into Rehoboth, a place of plenty.
Amen.
A place of more.
Amen.
And that's what I decree over every listener today, that if you are struggling with debt, that God will begin to download new principles of financial management, that you will not walk in lack, but God will give you wisdom and strategies to begin to, and exercise also, that you will begin to exercise self-discipline and control so that you don't just randomly purchase things, and you'll be able to move to a place of Rehoboth. It's a place of extra room, more room. May God bring you into that place. But listen here, what I love about the end of that scripture, it says the same enemies that were blocking him. Every time Kyo Isaac went like a harawe with a spade, kung kung kung, he's digging. Here come the Philistines. Here come them. They're covering. So there were hindrances every time he tried to start a business.
Yeah,
there's a hindrance. There's this. There's that. But then it says when he allowed God to lead him into Rehoboth, said the same enemies who were blocking, hindering him, says they now wanted to come covenant. You know, let's contract together. Let's make a collaboration. I want to offer you this business proposition. Because it says they saw the favor of God
upon him.
Upon him.
Amen.
And they said, let's simunye, we are one. Yeah,
let's
collaborate on this financial collaboration. So when we get things right, when we allow God to direct us, when we allow God to move us, when we wait upon God for the right times, and don't try to do the get rich scheme. Because that's the thing that finishes us.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a quick get rich scheme. Those are usually the ones that scam. Those are the ones that are ridden with scam parasites in there. You know, termite scammers. And so, yeah, I want to leave us with that encouraging word.
I can't wait for next week.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. No mashonisas and no scholato in 2024.
Dr. Pearl, thank you. We'll catch up again next week. Same time, same place. On that note, it's goodbye from me as well. Go out and spread love, spread kindness. Even if it costs you something, remember you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You're made in God's image. Never, ever doubt yourself. Have a blessed afternoon and stay tuned to Impact 103.